Welcome to the PC Speaking Podcast Series, Through the Bible in a Year, where we come together for daily reading and reflection as we journey through the scriptures. Let's dive into today's episode with Pastor Chris Miller.
Hello and welcome back to day number 92 of our Through the Bible in a Year reading program. Well, today we are reading from Deuteronomy chapters 13 through 15 in the Old Testament, and the New Testament will be in Luke chapter 7. Today's reading emphasizes loyalty to God, obedience to his commands, compassion, and the authority and power of Jesus in healing and miracles. In the Old Testament reading today, Deuteronomy 13 addresses issues of apostasy, dealing with false prophets, warning the Israelites not to be led astray or to worship other gods. It emphasizes the importance of loyalty to the Lord and gives severe consequences for leading others into idolatry. On to Deuteronomy 14, it details dietary laws, distinguishing clean and unclean animals, reinforcing Israel's call to represent holiness as God's people. It also discusses tithing, instructing Israelites to set aside a tenth of their produce each year for a feast before the Lord, or if the journey to the place of worship is too long, to convert their tithe into money and spend it on a worshipful celebration. Deuteronomy 15 addresses the sabbatical year, time every 7 years when debts among Israelites were to be canceled. This chapter also covers the treatment of Hebrew servants who were to be released in the seventh year with precision to ensure they did not leave empty-handed. The chapter underscores the way in which God values generosity and compassion. Over to the New Testament in Luke chapter 7. Our reading today shows Jesus' authority and compassion through healing of a centurion servant and the raising of the widow's son at Nain. Chapter also contains the account of Jesus being appointed by a woman in the house of Simon, anointed by a woman in the house of Simon the Pharisee. Highlights forgiveness, faith, and the recognition of the identity of Jesus. Well, let's get to the good stuff. Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 1. If a prophet or a dreamer of dreams arises amongst you, and he gives you a sign or wonder, and the sign or the wonder comes to pass of which he spoke to you, saying, let's go after other gods, which you have not known, and let's serve them, you shall not listen to the words of that prophet or to that dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God is testing you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. You shall walk after the Lord your God, fear him, keep his commandments, and obey his voice. You shall serve him and cling to him. That prophet or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death because he has spoken rebellion against the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you out of the house of bondage to draw you aside out of the way which the Lord your God commanded you to walk in. So you shall remove the evil from amongst you. If your brother, the son of your mother, or your son, or your daughter, or the wife of your bosom, or your friend who is as your own soul entices you secretly, saying, let's go and serve other gods, which you have not known, you nor your fathers, of the gods of the peoples who are around you, near to you or far off from you, from the one end of the earth, even to the other end of the earth, you shall not consent to him nor listen to him, neither shall your eye pity him, neither shall you spare, neither shall you conceal him. But you shall surely kill him. Your hand shall be first on him to put him to death, and afterwards the hands of all the people. You shall stone him to death with stones, because he has sought to draw you away from the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. All Israel shall hear and fear, and shall not do any more wickedness like this amongst you. If you hear about one of your cities, which the Lord your God gives you to dwell there, that certain wicked fellows have gone out from amongst you and have drawn away the inhabitants of their city, saying, let's go and serve their other gods, which you have not known, then you shall inquire, investigate, and ask diligently. Behold, if it is true and the thing certain that such abomination was done amongst you, you shall surely strike the inhabitants of that city with the edge of the sword, destroying it utterly with all that is therein and its livestock with the edge of the sword. He shall gather all its plunder into the middle of its street and shall burn with fire the city with all of its plunder to the Lord your God. It shall be a heap forever. It shall not be built again. Nothing of the devoted things shall cling to your hand, that the Lord may turn from the fierceness of his anger and show you mercy and have compassion on you and multiply you as he has sworn to your fathers. When you listen to the Lord your God's voice to keep all his commandments, which I command you today, to do that which is right in the Lord your God's eyes. Deuteronomy 14. You are the children of the Lord your God. You shall not cut yourselves, nor make any baldness between your eyes for the dead. For you are a holy people to the Lord your God, and the Lord has chosen you to be a people for his own possession above all people who are on the face of the earth. You shall not eat any abominable thing. These are the animals which you may eat: the ox, the sheep, the goat, the deer, the gazelle, the roebuck, the wild goat, the ibex, the antelope, the chamois, every animal that parts the hoof and has the hoof split in two and chews the cud. Amongst the animals you may eat. Nevertheless, these you shall not eat: of them that chew the cud, or those who have the split hoof, the camel, the hare, and the rabbit. Because they chew the cud, but don't part the hoof, they are unclean to you. The pig, because it has a split hoof, but doesn't chew the cud, is unclean to you. You shall not eat their meat. You shall not touch their carcasses. These you may eat of all that are in the waters. You may eat whatever has fins and scales. You shall not eat whatever doesn't have fins and scales. It is unclean to you. Of all clean birds you may eat, but these are they of which you shall not eat: the eagle, the vulture, the osprey, the red kite, the falcon, the kite of any kind, every raven of any kind, the ostrich, the owl, the seagull, the hawk of any kind, the little owl, the great owl, the horned owl, the pelican, the vulture, the cormorant, the stork, the heron after its kind, the hoopoe, and the bat. All winged creeping things are unclean to you. They shall not be eaten. Of all clean birds you may eat. You shall not eat anything that dies of itself. You may give it to the foreigner living amongst you who is within your gates, that he may eat it, or you may sell it to a foreigner, for you are a holy people to the Lord your God. You shall not boil a young goat in its mother's milk. You shall surely tithe all the increase of your seed, that which comes out of the field, year by year. You shall eat before the Lord your God in the place which he chooses to cause his name to dwell, the tithe of your grain, of your new wine, of your oil, and the firstborn of your herd, of your flock, that you may learn to fear the Lord your God always. If the way is too long for you, so that you are not able to carry it, because the place which the Lord your God shall choose to set his name there is too far from you, when the Lord your God blesses you, then you shall turn it into money, bind up the money in your hand, and shall go to the place which the Lord your God shall choose. You shall trade the money for whatever your soul desires, for cattle, or for sheep, or for wine, or for strong drink, or for whatever your soul asks for. You shall eat there before the Lord your God. And you shall rejoice, you and your household. You shall not forsake the Levite who is within your gates, for he has no portion nor an inheritance with you. At the end of every 3 years, you shall bring all the tithe of your increase in the same year and shall store it within your gates. The Levite, because he has no portion nor inheritance with you, as well as the foreigner living amongst you, the fatherless and the widow who are within your gates shall come and shall eat and be satisfied, that the Lord your God may bless you in all the work of your hand which you do. Deuteronomy chapter 15. At the end of every 7 years, you shall cancel debts. This is the way it shall be done. Every creditor shall release that which he has lent to his neighbor. He shall not require payment from his brother and his brother because the Lord's release has been proclaimed. Of a foreigner you may require it, but whatever of yours is with your brother, your hand shall release. However, there will be no poor with you, for the Lord will surely bless you in the land which the Lord your God gives you for an inheritance to possess, if only you diligently listen to the Lord your God's voice, to observe and do all this commandment which I command you today. For the Lord your God will bless you as he promised you. You will lend to many nations, but you will not borrow. You will rule over many nations, but they will not rule over you. If a poor man, one of your brothers, is with you within any of your gates in your land which the Lord your God gives you, you shall not harden your heart nor shut your hand from your poor brother, but you shall surely open your hand to him and shall surely lend his sufficient for his need, which he lacks. Beware that there not be a wicked thought in your heart, saying, the seventh year, the year of release, is at hand, and your eye be evil against your poor brother, and you have given him nothing, and he cry to the Lord against you. And it be sin to you, you shall surely give, and your heart shall not be grieved when you give to him. Because for this thing, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in all that you put in your hand to. For the poor will cease out of the land. Therefore, I command you to surely open your hand to your brother, to your needy and to your poor in all your land. If your brother, a Hebrew man or a Hebrew woman, is sold to you and serves you 6 years, then in the seventh year, you shall let him go free from you. When you let him go free from you, you shall not let him go empty. You shall furnish him liberally out of your flock, out of your threshing floor, and out of your wine press, as the Lord your God has blessed you. You shall give to him. You shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God redeemed you. Therefore, I command you this thing today. It shall be, if he tells you, I will not go out from you, because he loves you and your house, because he is well with you. Then you shall take an awl and thrust it through his ear to the door, and he shall be your servant forever. Also, to your female servant you shall do likewise. It shall not seem hard to you when you let him go free from you, for he has been double the value of a hired hand as he served you 6 years. The Lord your God will bless you in all that you do. You shall dedicate all the firstborn males that are born of your herd and of your flock to the Lord your God. You shall do no work with the firstborn of your herd, nor shear the firstborn of your flock. You shall eat it before the Lord your God, year by year, in the place which the Lord shall choose, you and your household. If it has any defect, is lame or blind or has any defect, whatever, you shall not sacrifice it to the Lord your God. You shall eat it within your gates, the unclean and the clean eat it alike, as the gazelle and as the deer. Only you shall not eat its blood, you shall pour it out on the ground like water. Luke chapter 7. After he'd finished speaking and hearing of the people, he entered into Capernaum. A certain centurion servant, who was dear to him, was sick and at the point of death. When he heard about Jesus, he sent him elders of the Jews, asking him to come and save his servant. When they came to Jesus, they begged him earnestly, saying, he is worthy for you to do this for him. For he loves our nation, and he built our synagogues for us. Jesus went with him. When he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying to him, Lord, don't trouble yourself, for I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof. Therefore, I didn't even think myself worthy to come to you, but say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man placed under authority, having under myself soldiers. I tell this one, go, and he goes. And to another, come, and he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him and turned and said to the multitude who followed him, I tell you, I have not found such great faith, no, not in Israel. Those who were sent, returning to the house, found that the servant who had been sick was well. Soon afterwards, he went to a city called Nain. Many of his disciples, along with a great multitude, went with him. Now when he came near to the gate of the city, behold, one who was dead was carried out, the only born son of his mother, and she was a widow. Many people of the city were with her. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, don't cry. He came near and touched the coffin, and the bearer stood still. He said, young man, I tell you, arise. He who was dead sat up and began to speak. Then he gave him to his mother. Fear took hold of all, and they glorified God, saying, a great prophet has arisen amongst us, and God has visited his people. This report went out concerning him in the whole of Judea and all the surrounding region. The disciples of John told him all about these things. John called to himself two of his disciples, sent them to Jesus, saying, are you the one who's coming, or should we look for another? When the men had come to him, they said, John the Baptizer has sent us to you, saying, are you he who comes, or should we look for another? In that hour he cured many of diseases and plagues, and evil spirits, and to many who were blind, he gave sight. Jesus answered them, go and tell John the things which you have seen and heard, that blind receive their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them. Blessed is he who finds no occasion for stumbling in me. When John's messengers had departed, he began to tell the multitude about John. What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind. But what did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft clothing? Behold, those who are gorgeously dressed and live delicately are in king's courts. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and much more than a prophet, this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before your face who will prepare your way before you. For I tell you, amongst those who are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptizer. Yet he who is least in God's kingdom is greater than he. When all the people and the tax collectors heard this, they declared God to be just, having been baptized with John's baptism. But the Pharisees and the lawyers rejected the counsel of God, not being baptized by him themselves. To what then should I compare the people of this generation? What are they like? They are like the children who sit in the marketplace and call to one another, saying, We piped to you, you didn't dance. We mourned, and you didn't weep. For John the Baptizer came, neither eating nor drinking wine, and you say, He has a demon. The Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and you say, Behold, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Wisdom is justified by all her children. One of the Pharisees invited him to eat with him. He entered into the Pharisee's house and sat at the table. Behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner, when she knew that he was reclining in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster jar of ointment. Standing behind at his feet weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears, and she wiped them with the hair of her head, kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now, when the Pharisees who had invited him saw it, he said to himself, This man, if he were a prophet, would have perceived who and what kind of woman this is who touches him, that she is a sinner. Jesus answered him, Simon, I have something to tell you. He said, Teacher, say on. A certain lender had two debtors. The one owed 500 denarii, the other 50. When they couldn't pay, he forgave them both. Which one of them therefore will love him most? Simon answered, He, I suppose, to whom he forgave the most. He said to him, You have judged correctly. Turning to the woman, he said to Simon, Do you see this woman? I entered into your house, and you gave me no water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears, and wiped them with her hair of her head. You gave me no kiss, but she, since the time I came in, has not ceased to kiss my feet. You didn't anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore, I tell you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much, but the one to whom little is forgiven loves little. He said to her, Your sins are forgiven. Those who sat at the table with him began to say to themselves, Who is this who even forgives sins? He said to the woman, Your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Well, that's our reading to today. Let's wrap up with a couple of devotional thoughts and meditations for the day. Reflect on the importance of discerning false teaching and influences in your life. Think where they might come from and how you might best avoid them. How can you strengthen your loyalty to God and His truth amidst potential deception? Consider stewardship principles that we talked about today or read about in managing your resources, including finances and possessions. How can you honor God with your finances and possessions? And how many miracles of Jesus can you think of? And consider how each miracle of Jesus might deepen your trust in His authority and compassion. Well, that's our reading for today, and I look forward to speaking with you again tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us today on the PC Speaking Podcast. Tune in tomorrow for another episode of Through the Bible in a Year. If you have found this helpful, please follow the podcast and share it with a friend. It is our hope and prayer that every episode helps enrich your relationship with God and His Word. Even if the drums stop beating, my soul